I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to Plumbing the Death Star Get Posh,
where we ask the important questions like, who would you take with you to rob a bank?
I'm assuming a fictional character. I couldn't be like, you guys, my best friends.
Well, no. Pick us, but okay. Oh. Look at Zamet and myself.
Yeah.
What skills do we bring to a bank robbery?
You can both drive.
That's
I can't.
True. We can.
Can you drop me off at this bank? Yeah, sure.
Hey, guys, I need a lift. Pulling out a balaclava.
Where are you going?
To an event.
Oh.
It's a black tie event. It's a black balaclava event. I'm also drunk.
We're also going to...
I had to liquor myself up to rob the bank.
Halfway there, I'm like driving away. Wait a second. You're not mature enough to open your own bank accounts.
Looking in the back seat, there's big sacks with dollar signs on them. What is this?
What are we doing?
Safety deposit box.
Well, anyway, so the person I think the best to help me is rob a bank. No, I thought of a couple.
Yep.
Okay.
Cheating, but that's fine.
I mean, it's not so much cheating. It's just I thought of a couple, and I want to kind of like just kind of present them to you guys because I don't think they're quite good.
Okay.
Now,
cool.
And I just want to get them
out of the way. Your bad choices.
Yeah.
I just, want to get them out of the way, all right? Because I'm thinking, first off, I thought Darren Brown, which no one really knows who that is. But
no.
He's like a mentalist and a magician.
A friend?
But again, when we first discussed this question, you said fictional. But you left that out. So I was like instantly disqualified. But
yeah.
Now I'm like, oh, I could bring him.
Yeah.
But again, I've seen him do like specials and he was like, he'd try and rob a bank or whatever. But he seems like a nice guy that he would eventually just give the money back. And I don't want that.
Did you say you've seen specials where he robs a bank?
Well, he robs a dude.
That's
like,
a
he's
crime.
A weird, like, hypnosis kind of guy.
Yeah. He's instantly disqualified because I don't know who he is.
Yeah, look, fair.
Do you guys?
Yeah.
So I'm the dumb one.
Yeah. He basically got, like, a guy to take a grand out of his bank and, like, put it on, like, a roulette wheel.
Like, Now You See Me. That really smug movie where they're like, oh, this bank account, now it's everyone's money.
Yeah.
It with pipes and mirrors.
I haven't seen that movie in ages and hate it, so my references are probably wrong.
Yeah.
Side note.
Yeah.
And I just want
to
clear
film.
The air with Now You
yeah.
See
yeah,
Me.
Yeah, please.
It's the first time I've ever seen a movie where every single person involved in the film is smug.
Mm.
To the point where the film actually radiates smugness.
You're in the front row wiping it off your brow.
I'm in the fucking back row. That's how smug it is.
Is it smug in here?
It seems very smug.
Everyone's just like, we're going to rob a bank.
Oh, magicians are the coolest people.
Everyone in this movie is so good at what they do.
They're not. If I met a magician in real life, I'd be like, shut up.
Well, because with magicians, it's like, I know it's a trick.
Yeah.
Like, there is a trick. Sure, I don't understand how you did it, but I know it's a trick. You're not magic.
Magicians make my brother Ryder furious. He hates magicians. He's like, because they're tricking you. It's not even real magic. I'm like, yes, that is why people have come to see. Nobody goes to see a magician and is like, God, I hope this guy's the real one.
But what if it is, though?
But it's not. You
what
and Ryder.
This is the time that it is.
Ryder just wants to see a wizard perform.
Chris Angel, mind freak, actual wizard.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, go through your other choices that were bad, apparently.
Oh, Chris Angel. Let's just chuck him out too, because I think he'd be bad, just real bad.
He's like, gonna mind freak this bank.
Yeah. Like we'd go there to rob the bank, and I might steal the gun off the security guard and shoot him.
You're gonna shit out the money at some point. He's gonna be like, "Where do you think the money is?" You're like, "I don't know." He's like, "Check your bowels." Oh my god.
I feel like any kind of street magician would be bad to do to rob
Chris
a bank
Angel
with.
Bowel freak.
Get ready to shit out your dreams.
So yeah, not great.
Okay.
So I realized maybe having someone like a mentalist or a telepath would be really good, because they're really great to have on you know, in a bank job, because they're the ones that kind of come in there and they can control people's minds or whatever.
Yeah.
So of course I'm thinking of you know classical Professor Xavier.
Yeah, of course.
Would be the best for robbing a bank. But then it's like the question wasn't, you know, who'd rob the bank the most. It'd be who would you take with you?
Yeah.
And I feel at that point he would rob the bank. And then would leave me there and blame me
to
take the fall. And I'm going to be like the asshole there clucking like a chicken, being like, a chicken and pretend you're the one that robbed the bank. I'm like, well, all right, I robbed this bank.
I'm crazy.
I just sort of imagine the police and you're like, I did it. And then you were sitting in the back of the van. You're like, wait a second. Where's Professor Rex?
That piece of shit. And there he is, just like wheeling away with like a bunch of money behind him.
Bunch of money behind him. What, like a wed, like a just married?
Yeah. Just strung along.
Also a massive fan of you guys arriving and then having to, you know, like you lower the wheelchair and people being like, what's this?
Who this man?
Who's this guy coming
Everybody
out?
Think I'm standing. Everyone's like, oh. He's just standing slow.
Imagining Professor X
with
a balaclava is very good.
I'm enjoying Professor X using his mind powers to make everyone think he's standing but moving at the pace of a wheelchair. Because that's quick. I'd be like, that guy is walking fast. And I don't know how.
He's hovering and not moving his legs at all.
What the fuck is happening here? Yeah, okay. Yeah, Bald Professor X.
Yeah, like easy wouldn't be great because, again, you're going to be the fall guy.
Presumably when we're robbing the bank with whoever we choose, it's a mutual thing. We're splitting it 50-50 down the middle,
100%.
Yeah? Well, yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Professor X is like, you give me all the money and also your wallet.
Like, fair,
Yeah, of course, man. Well, have a good
that's
day.
That's how we rob a bank. You take it all and I give you my wallet. Why?
It's great to imagine Professor X wheeling back to the X mansion. And me like, is that? Did you just rob a bank?
Yes.
Charles, what? Yeah, try and stop me. Everyone gets bored, Colossus.
Do you know how much you fuckers eat? you fuckers are expensive. Look at Wolverine.
A school, newsflash, doesn't make heaps of money, Colossus.
Hey, do you pay tuition? Yeah, shut the fuck up. I figured not great.
Sure.
Then I realized
great if you want to frame it as like sponsoring a school.
That's true.
That's true.
So then I figured, all right, well, maybe I need to go somewhere else. And I figured, well, a getaway driver or some kind of thing would be very good.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought, sick, Optimus Prime.
Yeah.
Perfect candidate.
So you
this.
Picked a getaway driver, there's also the getaway vehicle.
Yeah, because again, he just like turned to a truck, rammed the bank.
Okay, that's not typically what a getaway driver does.
No,
what's the opposite
it's
of getting away? Because that's what you're doing.
Coming to. It's a coming to.
Getting. It is taking away. You're a taking to.
Yeah. It's a taking to driver.
Yeah.
Well, a taking to truck, really. So, yeah, he can just ram that and we can kind of like hoist the vault onto the back of him.
Okay.
And kind of like a Fast and Furious kind of like dragging the vault down.
Why not just have Optimus smash in, get big, pick it up?
Oh, that's also
walk
true.
Off.
Hang on. Go back.
Okay. Yeah. Smash it. Which to bit? To which bit?
Get big.
Okay. Professor X, no. Optimus Prime, go in, smash it up, get big.
Yeah.
What's the issue?
Oh, you mean turn into a robot.
Oh, yeah. Not just become a huge truck.
No.
I was like, have you forgotten his powers? I mean...
Does Optimus Prime, the incredible growing robot? Yeah.
Weirdly, they do grow, though.
What?
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I didn't want to learn this on stage.
I'm going to learn a little bit about Transformers.
No, I'd rather not. Can I go?
They can go big and small.
I'm checking out!
It's how the big robot can transform
into
a microscope.
Sadly, this was the last day Jackson performed on stage.
Help!
As he was killed by the knowledge that Joel Zammit imparted.
It's just...
Rest in peace, Jackson Bailey.
They mastered shrinking technology.
1991 to 2018.
You're making me ill!
It's just Transformers. Anyway, So yeah, I figured like, all right, but then again, trying to convince Optimus Prime, who is like a virtue of good.
Yeah, he's a good man
to rob a bank. And I just don't think I have that in me.
Yeah, and also because like when Optimus Prime is bad, he's very bad. It's never like a, no, today I'm going to be a bit bad.
Yeah.
What if we ate the people working at the bank?
Well, he'll be like, what if we destroyed the bank, but I betrayed you and ate you also?
It'd be very weird to hear that from Optimus Prime. You'd be like, you don't even eat meat. What?
Hey, so while you're imparting bad knowledge on Jackson, can you impart good knowledge on me? Can Transformers eat people?
I mean, if you look at... Oh, wait, hang on. I'm just going to say, like, Optimus doesn't actually have a mouth with teeth, but he does
I asked the wrong question, and the new Transformers knowledge resulted in bad things, and I also died.
But he does have a mouth and teeth in the Michael
now
Bay
universe. Now we're talking!
So in theory, I mean, because he does have mouth and teeth, you would argue that he would eat something.
Where do they go?
Yes or no!
I'm working it out. I would say yes.
Okay.
I'm the opposite of a maths exam, which is like, hey, figure out this, show you're working. I'm like, give me a yes or no answer. Any working will be deducted.
Yes, yes, he would eat a man.
Fuck yes, that rules.
Yeah.
My perfect death.
Eaten by Optimus Prime.
Eaten by a truck.
Transformed back in the... The boot is just full of meat.
I think it like it'd come like the you would just come out the grill.
Oh, that rules also.
Just come like like putty through a thing.
Can I start a Kickstarter to get eaten by a truck?
That's like called run over. That's just called.
I'm
run
a big
over.
Fan of somebody getting into Optimus Prime and being like, "This truck smells like viscera." Why?
So yeah, I think convincing Optimus hard to rob a bank, or if he's becoming into, like an evil robot, probably easy. But then he won't stop at robbing. He
plus, Optimus Prime doesn't need money.
No,
like what's a Transformer buying a house?
Well, exactly. And then I was thinking, well, if I don't get Optimus, what about Megatron? Because he transforms into a gun.
Sure.
And then it's kind of nice coming in there, being like, "Give me your money," and then the robot just kind of like, and then there's a dude there.
Yeah, it's even better because he's regular gun size. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like a gun. You're like, "Give me the money," and then you do that. And he becomes a little him on your
again,
palm, and it's like, "Give me your money,"
because he becomes big.
But is he not the?
No, because they shrink.
But he could stay the size of a little man. Why not?
No.
Why could he not?
It's just never happened. It's either big or small. I mean, they just they've mastered
the
shrinking.
The fuck am I meant to do with this shit?
I don't know, man.
Christ almighty.
Yeah, it's silly.
I hate you. No, I love you. I just hate Transformers.
Yeah, look, fair. It's not great. But I think, again, what is a Transformer going to need for money?
Yeah.
He's going to be like, "Sick, where's the Energon? Or where's that weird cube thing?" And I'm like,
it didn't cost money anyway. Like, you can't get it by giving $100.
No.
Here's the cube. Doesn't happen.
So I figured, like, okay, I've got to think something else. And I realized, that to rob a bank, you need someone who's a bit of an all-rounder.
Sure,
you can do a lot with, you know, and I think the perfect candidate to rob a bank with is Santa Claus.
Ooh,
jolly.
Famously the man who is the decider of what is good and bad.
Well, the thing is, all I got to do is
famously
be...
above the law.
Yeah.
Famously, literally above the
literally
law.
Above the law, break and enters every single like Christmas.
Yeah,
but all I got to do
police
is be
helicopters can't get him up that high.
All I got to do is be good for a year.
Yeah,
and then when I eventually sit in his lap, he's like, "What do you want for Christmas?" I like, "Help me rob a bank." He'd be like, "Well, you've been
okay, little boy.
You've been good for a year. So
that's an intense wish." Okay, fuck.
Santa's basically a genie at this point.
Yeah. Elves, just I won't be home for a bit.
Because the best thing of Santa Claus, and like, there's a lot of best things of Santa Claus, but he does come with his own getaway, like, you know,
sleigh. That
sleigh
rolls.
With a bunch of reindeers.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Does that count as a suspicious vehicle? If I'm the cops,
well,
if me and JD are the police and we're just patrolling, our car has two wheels.
We both drive.
Hey, it's dumb that... Oh, no.
Why?
What are the third wheel control? Surely that's one wheel, like, on the front, one wheel on the front.
No, mine's the accelerator and brake.
No. What's damn it's the radio.
AM FM. This is
even
annoying.
Our car is insane.
Well, yes, it is a suspicious vehicle.
What's
but
that? It's a reindeer sleigh.
I don't care. Our car has three wheels.
Ours is a suspicious vehicle.
Put us in jail.
But it'll be landing on the roof of the bank, and generally people don't look up. That's how Spider-Man has like gotten like away with every kind of, you know.
No one sees Spider-Man.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Spider-Man's greatest trick is just like, you know, Spider-Man above people when they're coming back. We're Spider-Man. And everyone's like,
yeah, that's true.
No one looks up,
which is weird. Like, because I get it with Batman. You're like, he can't walk on the ceiling. Spider-Man literally can.
Yeah.
Spider-Man should
looking for Spider-Man, I'd be like,
well, that's my problem with most kind of Marvel and DC kind of either villains or even cops at that point.
They're dumb cunts?
They are dumb cunts because you live in a world where people fly and crawl on the walls.
Yeah.
So you figure like every time you kick open the door and you got to look for someone, you like look behind the door, you look left, you look right, you look up. You know, that should be part of your training.
I'd ban ceilings.
All right. Good luck, Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I'm sad Spider-Man doesn't do this trick. Okay, so like imagine I'm a guard and I'm just like waiting casually. Yeah. Spider-Man walks on the roof till the top of his head and the top of my head in the same place. Then he just jumps up and clocks me. I'm not expecting that. I'm like, is someone's hair brushing my hair?
I just compress your spine a little.
Also, I did not give Spider-Man much room to move. That's just his head being like,
because he can also
what the fuck?
He can leap like fairly high.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's a lot of force. He just break my neck. You. That's a dead security guard.
My head is now in my chest. Yeah.
That's the origin of crying.
No, it's like, there you go.
Punch my head all the way down to my belly.
Yes. So with a reindeer sleigh, it's on top of the bank, and because it's magic and hovers, it's not setting off any pressure sensors.
Ah, clever!
It's very nice.
Reindeers, though,
also hovering.
They shit.
They do shit. We'll set off the pressure sensors. Well, if a magic reindeer shits magic,
are you positing that the reindeer shits float as well?
Well. Yes.
I guess no one's ever like, Santa's been here, he's eaten the milk and cookies, and the roof is covered in reindeer shit.
Yeah.
I suppose Santa's been by. That's great to imagine parents flinging shit on the roof. Look, kids! The reindeer's soiled our home!
Aren't we blessed?
It's a true Christmas miracle!
Because otherwise, we have to assume Santa has like a reindeer pooper scooper that he's going around.
Yeah.
That there's a big sack full of presents.
Easy.
Next to.
Yeah. Well, this is easy fix. You just put like a shit bag on the back of it.
Oh, yeah, that's
like
true.
Like a horse.
Oat bag in the front, shit bag in the back. And never the twain shall meet.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. All right, fix that problem.
Don't oat bag where you shit bag.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't forget that saying.
That's just great advice.
Now, I don't know much about Santa Claus, but I'm pretty sure he can magic a fireplace, yeah?
Some houses don't have fireplaces, so he's got to get in somehow.
But I have seen in I think it might be in the Santa Claus or some kind of variation of a Santa Claus film. Where he does
Fred
just like
Claus.
Fred Claus, maybe. Where he's just like, you can't get into that house, no fireplace. He's like, don't you fucking worry.
Yes.
Bang, fireplace, and he goes down it. So
that's fucked
top
up.
Top of a bank. Guess what that vault now has?
A fireplace.
Fireplace.
All right.
Guess what that vault still has? Pressure sensors.
All right.
All right. All right.
Well, you got to get in somehow. So you're in the vault. Good.
Yeah, I'm in the vault.
You shouldn't be in the vault.
Yeah.
You're in the vault. Shouldn't be there.
What are the problems of the vault that we have to overcome?
Okay. Well. For you now, presumably we got to get past a lock and a big heavy door, but you just mainline to the center of the vault.
You got
to
get the money out.
Yeah.
Also, Santa Claus can get up a chimney.
Can you?
Yeah.
I guess can I just kick it sweet in the vault, in the sleigh?
Okay, we're going to come to problems when you come to divvying up that loot, but that's
fine. I'm pretty sure if he's grabbing me, I could go down the...
Well, if we're using Tim Allen's The Santa Claus, which I hope we are...
Absolutely.
In that film, Tim Allen grabs the...
Ooh, hang on.
Okay.
I don't know if I need Santa Claus then. I just need his jacket.
Hey, Santa, we're going to rob a bank. Ho, 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 that's not
bank,
a good idea.
Bank, give me your jacket.
All right, we jump straight into the murder before I finish my sentence.
Yeah. You gotta surprise him, else you'll see it coming.
It's me, Mrs. Claus. What have you done? Oh, you're my new husband,
I
guess.
I'm your new husband. No, I'm robbing a bank, sweetheart. It's fine.
No.
My life changed dramatically.
I'll buy you a new necklace,
no,
I guess.
No, because you've become Santa Claus. Mrs. Claus, a different Mrs. Claus now. You have to find a Mrs. Claus or you die.
Oh, it's like rough that you're living though, the Santa Claus. Yeah, you got a year of grace to rob as many banks as you want.
It's fine. Look, that's like next year's problem.
Okay, so you create a fireplace, you grab the sack of toys.
Yep.
Yep.
You use that like a balloon for some reason. Mm. Descend into, that's what happens in the Santa Claus.
I'm aware.
Descend into the bank vault. Now yep. What?
Well, my problem's here. Because I just figured, sweet, just grab all the gold bullion and,
yep.
And
yeah. Bags of money.
And bags of money.
The banks famously have.
Yep. Yeah. And then I just, up back I go.
Problem
and then we
one.
Just, into the distance.
Sad children at Christmas.
You have ruined Christmas.
Where is Santa? Fucking, why did he go to jail?
Where is Santa? Santa's in the Bahamas kicking it sweet. That's where fucking Santa is.
You also, you've got to remember that you have now turned into Santa Claus.
Yes.
You know what I like? I like to imagine Zammit fucks it up, killed by a cop. The cop puts on the jacket. Oh my God, now I'm Santa. But a police Santa.
Police cop Whoa. Santa?
There we go.
You better be, well, don't be again. Naughty this year, children. Baton.
Santa's checking if you've been legal or illegal.
If you don't, say, kill Santa in the Santa Claus,
yes.
And you just steal his jacket,
yeah.
What happens?
They don't address it.
So if I
Santa
distract
is
him,
cold, I
and
guess.
I just grab his jacket and sort of, like, I guess, get his powers for a bit.
Yeah.
But then before all the weird stuff happens, just on him again.
So you're framing Santa.
How about this? I'll get Santa.
Because that's the easy way out.
Yeah, yeah.
And that is not what this show is about. I'm going to say nothing happens. You're just too hot.
Nah. Well, I guess we're killing Santa.
That's fine.
With the garrote. Just behind
you
him.
Shot him before. Why'd you get... You don't have to see. He's not a fast man.
Nah, he not.
Just kick him heaps. That's worse than shooting.
Just distract him. He'll fall off. It's fine.
Yeah.
Look, I mean...
All right, so yeah. Getting away. So you get... Because okay. Say you've got the sleigh.
Yeah.
You're out there.
I can fly.
Can you fly a sleigh?
I'm Santa Claus, yes.
Okay.
Hey, question. Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What does he need money for?
Again, not the question.
So, yeah, I
well,
guess.
Well, Santa Claus owes me money, but this is me as Santa Claus.
Yeah, but like,
I got to pay the elves, I assume.
I don't know if
I'm sure
do.
By now they've unionized.
I don't think Santa pays the elves. I just think they're like, outside is tundra, so it's make toys or...
No, again.
Yeah, you work for rent, basically.
Yeah, again, yeah. I'm not getting Santa to help. I'm just brainsing him and taking his jacket.
I feel like you're cheating by choosing a jacket.
Yeah. Well, he's not cheating. He's picked the most Joel Zammit answer. He's like, I'll do it myself. Yeah. And it's had horrific consequences on him. But he's happy because he won.
Oh, I mean, I
mission
the bank.
Complete. Mission now I complete. Die next year if I don't do Christmas.
Yes.
Oh man, no wait, you're getting so chunky. Are you going to be able to get down there and away? Like you get chunky, yeah. Your diet changes.
Yeah, I got to eat nothing but cookies and milk.
That's
yeah.
All you're going to spend your money on. Yeah. What a waste!
I feel I'll just. Oh, can I convince you to wear the jacket?
Me?
Yeah, that just seems like your kind of diet.
Oh, sweet, new jacket. Oh, no, I lost weight.
I lost weight and my diet has not changed.
Why? Hey, Jack, why are you eating all those milk and cookies? I'm hungry, I guess. Were you eating these before?
Yeah. It's more like coming into the kitchen and I'm eating a gingerbread cookie and you're like, yeah.
Jack, has your diet improved?
A little.
Yeah, a little bit.
That's good. Looking good, man.
Thanks, dude. Hell
like
yeah.
The beard. It's long and white now.
I'm so much jollier these days. That's very funny because I don't do the Christmas just because I don't know. An elf turns up and he's like, where the fuck have you been? What?
Who?
Who are you?
I'm Jax and I live in a garage. Who are you?
What else is in the safe that we got to, you know, fight against?
Well,
lasers
I mean,
or some shit?
You've got to actually get into the... They're not just open. You need a key for safety deposit boxes.
Well, but he's... I guess you're okay to get into the vault because all locks and whatever. You're just like, that's where the fireplace is now.
That's a small
that's
fireplace.
That's a very small fireplace.
Not
tiny
in the safety
hand.
Deposit box. I mean, into...
Beep. Beep.
Yeah.
Could you get the elves to make a key for you?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, yeah.
A candy cane key.
Yeah.
Easy bloop. Done.
It's weird that you've turned Santa's whole operation into a criminal empire.
Yeah.
But easy to do, I reckon.
It's probably easier for an elf to make like a skeleton key than an iPad. So, yeah. Like, fuck.
But, like, also, elves, easy to frame.
Yeah.
You can just be like, you dickhead, you're the fall guy.
And then
he sits there and he's the fall guy.
Police look at the elf and then look at Santa. And they're like,
oh,
this elf acted alone.
Is that what you're saying, Santa Claus?
Yep.
Also, big slow target versus guns.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's
true. Got some bad news for you and your new jacket, Jackson.
Oh, I thought we had the cop thing. Like, do you rob a bank? No, Zammit did. You're the one who's Santa. I'm what?
No, Jackson.
I don't know why everyone thinks I'm Santa Claus.
Yeah, because if I can somehow get the jacket, wear the jacket, rob
then
the bank,
dispose of
and then
the jacket.
Dispose the jacket by putting it on you, framing you.
Yeah, they'll go to jail, whatever. No one's going to shank Santa Claus.
And also, you can create a fireplace and get out of there.
No, I'll do the
There's
time.
No prison that can hold Santa. I guess that's nice. I guess the prison's your own head.
Yeah. Thinking back to it, though,
yeah.
I think that you do have to kill Santa, or at least he has to die.
Yeah, because Santa often takes off his jacket when he's hot,
yeah.
And he's
yeah.
wearing a gross white singlet with underarm stains. That might not be true.
Yeah. Nah, and he's got like the red suspenders.
Yeah, so I think you've got to bring Santa Claus.
Yeah, I guess I got to bring Santa.
But that's fine. That's fine.
That's fine.
We're
just bringing him.
It's your Christmas. You just don't ever tell Santa that that was ever your plan.
Yeah.
You know, like, thank God I'm bringing you.
What was that brick for?
I'm building a house.
It's my Christmas brick. I bring it for good luck.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas. I love you, brick.
That's great because you just got to bring that for every heist now with Santa. Thank God you're just doing the one. You and Santa, you escape in the sleigh. Then Santa goes off, you're going to meet after Christmas, presumably.
Yeah.
Divvy up the loot. I think Santa did more work than you. I think you should get like a 30-60 split, something like that.
30-60. 10%
to the elves because they cut the key.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's the thing. I mean, you got to like divvy up because again, we're getting a lot of elves' help.
Yeah, well, you'd have to be. Yeah, absolutely.
And I guess, and also the reindeer.
Yeah.
Yes.
Reindeer don't need money. Don't give a reindeer money. That's
give
insane.
Them
they
that's
can
they
talk.
They
play games and they can talk. They're
they
like,
just
they are cognizant.
Guy. They're bad.
Yeah.
They are bad.
Which, they're rude.
They
if
are
anything,
rude, which means they'd be good for a heist. Rudolph, though, probably not. That little fucking snitch. We're killing Rudolph.
Rudolph will tell the cops.
You're killing Rudolph now there's no one to guide the sleigh. Christmas ruined forever again.
That's fine, but we're no fucking snitches on this goddamn train.
Santa's very attached to Rudolph. I think he's going to then kill you. Murdered by Santa.
Nah, we'd have to convince Santa that Rudolph will snitch.
Yeah, I think Santa kind of believes that.
No, because if Santa's agreeing to the heist, I think Santa would word up Rudolph to either not snitch or snitch. And if Rudolph does snitch, then that was Santa's plan all along.
I don't know what you just said there.
What, you can say it's the inside man?
Well, yeah, because if...
But then he's doing the lion's share of the job. Santa just played himself.
Santa just needed to give you coal, and he figured that prison was the easiest way to give that to you.
I mean, that's easier. But no,
twist,
yeah,
double agent Santa.
But I do like the idea of shanking Rudolph.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can kill Rudolph. It just doesn't help your plan.
It's just
the wholesale murder of an animal. Just as, like, tradition to start the heist.
Famous vegetarian Joel Zammit wishes to murder a reindeer just cause.
He will snitch.
Look
He's
me a
in the
reindeer.
Eye and tell me that Rudolph won't snitch.
All right, you be a cop, I'll be Rudolph.
Yo, Rudolph, wow. I know you can talk, Rudolph. Rudolph. I'll let you in on these games we're playing. Rudolph, want to play these games?
Am I doing a reindeer noise?
No. You're kind of doing a Tim Allen.
I don't think reindeers can talk.
Rudolph can. Well, yes.
What? No!
How confident were you in that sentence?
Super cop. What do you mean? About which bit?
I don't think reindeers can talk.
Well, I don't think Santa's reindeers can talk.
Not really? I always thought reindeers could
that
talk.
That sentence got more confusing. I don't think reindeers can talk. I don't think Santa's reindeers can talk. What's your stance on normal reindeers, then?
As far as we know. Mute.
Yeah.
Silent as the grave. Yeah.
I can't wait.
If Santa's reindeers are silent as the grave, we're going to have problems.
Yeah, yeah.
But if Santa's reindeer starts squawking, we've got to slit some throats.
I'm excited for Jackson to just stand next to a reindeer and just like look at it for a bit and look it in the eyes and just like, can you talk?
We've all done that with our dog, though, right?
Yeah. You're like, tell me your secrets.
You're like in a room, you know, maybe not at 20, whatever we are, but you've been in a room with a dog and you're like, hey, if you can talk, now, now's your chance.
I'll keep your secret.
Yeah.
Go to hell, Jackson.
Oh!
Ah.
No, I can talk, but it's only to say this. Fuck you.
Well, I liked it better when you barked. Too late, dickhead. Fuck you.
Fuck
tell the
you.
World they won't believe you. Fuck you.
Everyone else hears this is barking. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Jackson, why is that dog barking at you? I don't know. He hates me for some reason. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you.
I hate this dog. Well, again, if the radios aren't speaking, then it's fine.
Yeah, they're not going to snitch.
It's all good.
Yeah. All right. JD?
Well, yeah, I had a similar thought process to Joel Zammit where I had an idea that I thought was flawless and then found a lot of flaws.
Yeah, yeah.
So my choice, she is famously not fictional.
Okay.
Go on.
Quite famous in general, though.
Sure.
The Queen.
Yeah, right.
Because I figured.
Sure. Yeah.
All money belongs to the Queen, so therefore she can probably just walk into a bank
and be like...
I mean,
it's got a face on it.
Yeah.
Can I come in? And I'll be like, of course.
Yeah, Your Majesty, hop, dive on in. Yeah.
I don't know much about the Queen.
Yep.
But if the Queen's got to go anywhere, does she have, like, security with her at all times?
Me.
Like, all right. Does the Queen have security with her at all times when she goes, I don't know, pops down to the shops?
I would assume, yeah. The Queen doesn't just go for a little wander by herself. Queen, when will you be back? I don't know, late. All right, Your Majesty.
Where are you going, Your Majesty? I'm going
there. Shut up.
Shut the fuck up. I'm going to Sainsbury's. All right, Your Majesty, have a good day.
So, yeah, so it's nice to imagine the Queen going in there and being like, can I see your vault and having her bodyguards with her?
And me.
Times? And you and the corgis?
The corgis can come too. And maybe a prince. Harry, he seems fun.
All right.
So basically I was like, she also famously loves driving cars.
Sure,
she does. She's also my getaway driver.
Yeah, that's good.
And again, no one's going to get in the way of the Queen driving.
Big fan of the Queen with driving gloves.
Yeah.
Sunglasses on, like some tune just like tapping a finger waiting for you to go.
I just love the idea of like you pulling off a heist with the Queen and no one doing anything because like, well, I guess it's her money.
We can't arrest the Queen.
I mean, it's...
Can you arrest the Queen?
No. I mean,
I know you personally can't arrest the Queen.
For what? Treason?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I think...
If she has a bad thought about herself, is that treason?
That woman does not have a bad thought about herself, ever.
What if the Queen was Jack the Ripper? Not this present Queen, but the Queen of the time. And then we found out and we're like, well, we can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
I think we found out anyone was Jack the Ripper currently. People are like, huh, well, we can't do anything about it. Because famously,
they
got
away,
a
I guess.
I meant that in Victorian times, they were like, oh, it was the Queen. And she's like, what are you going to do about it, idiots? And they're like, well,
I know. Never mind. If only there was historical records that showed us beheading queens and stuff.
Yeah, or like, you know.
Yeah, it'll revolt.
Well, then, if Her Majesty gets caught, it's the chopping block. I guess.
It is high treason. Okay, so if you're putting Lizzie's head in the chopping block.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
Look, I don't want to be the responsible for the death of the Queen, just because that'll make it very hard to get back into the UK to visit all of my favourite friends.
Oh.
That was pandering and you didn't appreciate it, which I appreciated. So by not acknowledging that, made it better for me.
Yeah,
it was kind of like you were like, whatever.
Yeah,
whatever, kill the Queen.
I don't give a shit, don't come back, I don't care, fuck you.
But yeah, my biggest issue was like, yeah, the Queen gets in, but also... The real issue that I had was once we get back to Buckingham Palace or whatever palace she currently decides that she likes to live in.
Yeah.
Sandringham?
I don't know.
What?
No.
Buckingham?
No, she apparently
Winchester.
She doesn't live in Buckingham, apparently. Windsor.
Windsor. Windsor! Oh, wait, maybe.
Just say the Queen's house.
The Queen's house.
We get
house.
Back to the Queen's underground bunker.
Yeah. Under Big Ben, I know it.
Yeah.
Her sweet pad.
I've been there. I've seen it.
Yeah.
It's cool.
She rings the bell herself.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
They're like, oh, it's under construction and repairs at the moment. She just is a bit tired. Can't be fucked.
We know.
So we get back to her sweet pad underneath Big Ben, and we put all the money on the table.
Yeah.
Me, her, Prince Harry.
Yep.
Yeah. All the bodyguards.
The corgis, yep.
The corgis.
Aw, cute. Yeah.
And we put all the money on the table. I'm like, all right, I'll just take my cut. And she'll be like, all of my money, remember? And then she takes it all.
Yeah. And then I feel the bodyguard might just...
Yeah, then I get beheaded.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
They open the Tower of London to hang me, then close it again.
I like the news that day. It's like, interesting news day. Queen robbed a bank with a guy, then that guy, she beheaded, put in the Tower of London. All right. those wacky royals, I guess. Also, the Queen is like 90, so like... Any acrobatics or a gunfight happens, she's just lying down.
Like, again, if you have any kind of like laser grid, like entrapment style, like the Queen ain't doing like a nice Catherine Zeta-Jones scoop.
Yeah.
Although I want to see it.
Entrapment references, just what everyone paid for.
Yeah, everyone loved that film.
Look, as much as I love the Queen, she has old bones.
Yeah.
We can't, that's not treason. Saying the Queen has old bones is just fact.
Yes.
Me, comparatively, young bones.
But not as good.
My bones worth less than the Queen's bones.
The Queen, rich bones.
Yeah.
Ooh,
poor bones.
Poor bones. Peasant bones.
Yeah.
Yes.
Are the Queen's bones valuable? Like,
well, yeah, they're the Queen's.
No, I know currently they're valuable.
If the Queen lost a leg and you somehow acquired the leg and were like, this is the Queen's leg bone, someone would pay top dollar as opposed to, hey, I got this man's leg bone. Anyone want it? Someone would be like, nah.
Well, you underselled mine.
All right, I got a dumpy Australian's leg bone. Anyone want it?
I got a primo. Bargain, no. A premium leg bone here, barely used, never walked, encased in a pleasant layer of protective fat.
Uh-huh.
Look at how smooth it is, whereas the Queen's leg, who wants this old bone?
Who wants this royal bone? Probably got a jewel in there or some shit.
Yeah. All right.
Queen famously has a jewel in each
of her
bones.
I'd put one in there. Anyway, jam a ruby to make it worth more.
So you can see what...
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I thought the Queen was a good idea, but then was a bad idea.
All bones.
So instead, I'm going to go with Samara from The Ring, or you may, for anyone who hasn't seen The Ring, the creepy girl that crawls out of the TV in The Ring.
So like big long hair, just...
That's
great because you have to like recruit her by watching the VHS. So when she calls up, can we do it? Yes. I'll be the ringer. What does she say? She says,
You get a phone call first. You watch a fucked video.
Yeah, but if I'm going to be the ring girl.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, no, fine. Bring, bring.
Hello.
You will die in, I think it's a week.
I will die in 7 days.
That's exactly what I said.
What?
Anyway, goodbye.
Anyway, Samara, are you there?
Yeah.
Hey, you know how you currently live in a well?
Yeah, it's not great.
It's not great.
It's not ideal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm thinking of moving.
Yeah, I got a great business opportunity.
Okay. Mm.
You know, how do you feel about banks?
I've never been to one.
No, you got to.
I famously live in a well.
Some, do you want to move from that well, yeah?
Yes.
Do you know you need to buy a house?
money.
Correct. Yes.
You know, you get some money?
No.
A bank.
Okay. What are you selling?
Samara.
Do you want me to go to a bank?
Oh, buddy. Pal. Samara. Yeah. You can kill me in 7 days, but first we're going to rob a fucking bank.
Fucking deal.
Hell yeah. Yeah. So Samara's power set is basically she can kill anyone by basically looking at them, and they end up all very disfigured and upsetting.
Yeah. But does that take 7 days to work?
No, you start seeing her. So you watch the tape.
Yeah.
Sure.
And then after the first two or three, like first couple of days, things are a bit fucked.
Yeah.
Then after like day three or four, then you start seeing her. And yeah. Then day seven is when she kills you.
Yeah.
But you usually do interact with her before then.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I've already spoken to her. Yeah. I know what's up. So like day two, she's like, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
Will she just crawl out of your tally? Like, you'll just be, I don't know, on the toilet. Yeah. You'll hear a flump from the other room.
Well, she's very wet.
That'll be some. You hear a splat from the other room.
She's a moist lady.
Squelch.
Are you going to try and dry her out before the heist?
No.
I don't think you can.
Yeah, I mean, she's. Yeah, no, I'm not.
She's going to stain up your car or whatever.
Yeah, that sucks.
No, because the thing is.
Yeah.
I will just go to the. I'll deposit a VHS in my safety deposit box, open a new account.
Oh.
Like, hey, I want to store this in a safety deposit box. They'll be like, yeah, sure. Yeah. Like, hey. They'll be like, oh. They'll be like, oh, are you curious to, like, why I'd want to store.
That's so good. Hang on, let's do that. I'll be the bank employee.
All right, so you're storing this VHS?
Yes, I am. It's okay. Very good.
I'm sure. So,
have you got a TV in here?
We do, but security we get the camera? Security TV. But yeah. Anyway, so you just put it in your safety deposit box. Here's the key.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes.
You a bit curious?
I'm good.
I just want to double check to make sure it's the right tape.
Well, that's all right. So we can simply get you into the secure room here. Well, Will in a VHS with a TV.
Yeah, you can watch it.
You can watch that. Of course,
we'll wait out the front. We'll wait outside.
Respect your privacy we're a bank.
No, it's fine.
We're a bank.
I would feel much safer if you brought security in with me.
You would feel safer if we watched the VHS.
Is it a crime? Is this what's on this video?
It's not a crime. Why would I want security in the bank?
Why do you want us to watch
this? I would feel safer if there was people in the room with me.
What?
Are you scared the VHS is going to attack you, sir?
This video is very valuable.
Well, then, if it's very valuable, then what if... For example, look, we got to think about ourselves.
Yeah.
If you go in there and put that VHS in, and then you later claim that it's been stolen, you're going to be, one of our security guards.
Exactly.
So
this is what you're protecting our own interests.
That doesn't make sense. Fine. Don't watch my fucking tape. Fucking keep it.
Okay.
Okay. Well, you need to put it in your security box.
Deal. Done.
All right, done.
On day seven, I come back to the bank. I'm like, with like a blood nose and wet and things are bad for me. I'm like, I need to check on the tape.
It's like reviewing the security tape. Like, that guy's face is fucked.
What the hell?
Actually,
up with that man?
So for anyone who hasn't seen The Ring, once you watch the tape, and this I totally forgot about, all security footage, your face is blurred from that point onwards. So that's great for hiding my identity.
Yeah, what a benefit you didn't even think
but
of.
But if I'm going to the bank day one, they're like...
Sir, your face does not... Are you a vampire? What's happening?
On this camera that we can see here, your face wrong.
Yeah, are you a vampire but a wrong one? Did you get turned wrong? Like half bitten?
Yeah.
You got to tell us if you're a vampire.
Did you get bit? Like the vampire bit your throat but threw up at the same time?
A bit of like a feedback loop. Like, oh, shit.
So on security footage, you're not invisible in mirrors, just fucked up.
Yeah.
So,
basically, you know, like a swirl. Imagine if that happened to my face.
Yeah.
That's gross.
It's famously in a horror movie. It is horrific.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I still don't really know how you're robbing your bank. It just seems like you have a VHS in there.
And it just seems like you're dying at a bank.
Yeah. Currently, you've done the opposite of rob a bank because you've given the bank one VHS.
You've made them rich.
You've made them rich in VHSs.
So, that would have a security tower.
Mm-hmm.
Samara comes out of that because it's the closest TV to me.
Okay.
Okay.
She comes
out. Is in the bank.
She is in the bank.
Yep. Sure.
This is going to get dark because she's going to kill everyone.
That's fine.
Is she? But does she kill people who haven't watched the tape? Like, I'm all for like her wholesale killing thing. And remember, the one thing she does love killing is horses, which is a fantastic power
that
set.
That rules.
But I don't know if there are many horse tellers in the bank. If you have to get past horse security guards, hell's yes, get Samara.
If you're robbing a stable,
Samara's the best. All the horses will get spooked and jump off a cliff. And
the
that's fucking
rules.
It is.
She is so evil that horses at a farm all kill themselves.
One jumps off a boat. It's not on the farm, it's on a boat. It doesn't matter.
And that footage is part of the haunted tape you have to watch. So imagine watching that, and then all of a sudden you're just watching a horse leap off a cliff. You're like, what am I watching? Is this good? Is this art?
All right, so you've got Samara in the bank.
Coming to find me.
Okay, are you also in the bank? What time is it?
I'm checking on my tape.
Okay.
It's 11:23 a.m.
Hello, I'm here.
Hey, Samara.
What's up? What's the next? What are we doing next?
All right, so you know how you... I know you have to kill me.
Yes.
Yeah, so, all right. I need you to do me a favor. I need you to absolutely kill me. And I'm not going to try and avoid it.
Okay.
I'm going to try and avoid it. Well,
no.
Can you just grab all the... Fuck.
Is Samara good at picking a lock?
Is your plan?
Yes.
Hold on.
She just like.
Your plan? Get Samara in with you in the bank vault in midday. She grabs the money and then you. What?
Because then she comes back into the TV with the money.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's not just like, I don't just walk out of the bank with a wet high five carrying our way.
Another perfect
time. As the police just riddle me with bullets.
See, what you almost need is a fall guy.
Yeah.
You need, like, someone else to watch, because you
hey,
watch
Jackson,
it.
Do you like videos?
Yeah, dude, love them.
Hell yeah, want to watch a video with me?
There's a lot of dead horses in this. This rules.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, man.
Hey, what are you doing tomorrow?
Yeah, nothing.
Yeah, I'm just going to go chuck this tape back in the bank.
Yeah, cool, dude.
Want to come with?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, we'll get lunch.
No. Yeah, that sounds good.
Hey, Dusha, why don't you make it in a week?
See you in a week, Jack. I'm busy, I just realized.
Sick, dude. See you then, man.
Hell yeah.
Hey, this phone call's for you.
Hey, who's this wet girl? There's not even a body of water for like miles around here. How'd you get so wet?
You will die in 7 days.
Oh, well, sorry?
Sorry, here's my bad ear. Oh, wait, they're both bad ears.
She hung up. I don't know what. Someone just called telemarketer.
Bloody prank calls again. What are they doing?
Keep prank calling me. Not even good. So I'm in the bank too now.
Yeah.
Samara climbs into the TV. I'm like, that wet girl just went into television.
That whale's coming to kick me.
It's great to imagine the whale on the TV, and I'm like, what show is this?
And much like Naomi Watts in, I believe, The Ring 2,
sure.
I will hold on to Samara and get pulled into TV also.
Okay.
Then
you're in the... Wait, hang on. You're in the vault. So you've avoided death by showing Jackson the tape.
Yeah.
You're both in the vault.
Yep.
She comes out and kills Jackson. You've grabbed Samara. You're now in the TV.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
You're in Japan somewhere.
Without
the money.
Things that have not happened.
Money in well, too.
How did the money get in the well?
We all... Okay. Me, Samara... And the money go on the TV.
Yeah.
We both have sacks.
Where's she getting the money?
Oh, I have two sacks and I grab a hold of
Where'd you rob from? Where's the robbery? You missed the key step.
At what point did a robbery happen in any
room? I'm pretty sure the question was, who do you take to a bank?
At this point, you maybe have stolen the VHS from yourself. That you put in the bank.
I imagine I'm halfway through the TV. I'm like, wait. Fuck. We gotta go back.
We didn't actually do the robbery.
So.
Yeah, because my original plan was to make everyone watch the tape and then there'd be pretty much no security guards. So I could just do whatever I wanted. But then we skipped that because they weren't gonna just watch a tape randomly.
Hey, why would they watch? You gotta force them.
Yeah.
You got an iPhone now. Like, watch this.
I mean, like, if you went into the... You were in the vault with Samara and me, and if you...
I don't know why I'm still standing.
Yeah, it's good, though. Good. It puts me on edge,
it
actually.
All right, let's go with the original plan.
I'm like, what if you're going to run? I keep thinking.
I feel like I'm on trial, though.
Yeah.
Yes?
You stand down for that. All right, so... So you made the security guards watch the tape.
Sure. Yes.
Which means you don't die, yeah?
Correct.
So now you've got to wait 7 days and then all the security guards are dead.
Yes.
All right. Samara comes in, kills security guards.
Yes.
What's your move?
Rob the bank.
How?
Seems pretty obvious. With Samara.
She's killed security guards and gone back to her well.
But I've also watched the tape, so she's killed the other people, which means that she might come... No, that's the It Follows.
Am I still there?
Yeah.
I like that I'm just here. For the fun, for the thrill of it now.
He watched the tape still, but then we showed it to security guards, so it was
okay,
fine.
So security guard are dead. The bank manager is fleeing in terror. The keys. Oh. How do you... Where's the robbery...
Hey, are we robbing this bank or what?
Shut up, I'm thinking.
Okay, so you're in the bank.
Yeah.
A lot of dead security guards.
Yep. Keys.
A lot of... Okay, so the security guards have the keys.
Yes.
Cool. What does Samara do with a dead body?
Here's a key.
Does she eat them?
No, she just leaves them there.
She just leaves them there? All right.
They're all like...
Okay.
Yeah, it's no good.
All right. So security guards at a bank have a key. Now,
I have a
quick question.
Yeah.
The security guards, the keys the security guards have, do they have the keys to the bank or is that only for the bank manager?
Does anyone work at a bank? Oh, I knew that was a risk. There's so many of you. None of you work at a bank. Fuck.
Look.
I'm sure that they can open doors.
Yeah, all right. You can probably get in the vault and get to your...
Oh, wait, no. It'll just be a real shit bank robbery.
Yeah.
I'll kill the tellers and then just steal petty cash.
So you've come all out right. with maybe $5,000.
Wait. So.
Oh, people.
So.
There's so many... Oh, the body count is so high.
You've shown the... Anyone else? Just the security guards, right?
Maybe I've played it at the bank.
So the security guards are all dead. The bank tellers have seen this, press the buttons to make the big like doors just shoot up so you can't
get
behind.
I'm at a window
behind.
Like, the cops are coming. Please figure out if we're robbing this bank.
So I'll be the bank tellers. Panic button, panic button.
I would like to go home, Dusha.
No, it's all right.
Who's this wet girl?
She's our friend.
The wet girl has killed all the security guards. The bank tellers are freaking out, pressing every button. Everything's being locked.
Throw her under the bus. She can't be killed. She's already dead. She drowned in
She's
a well.
She's gone.
We're throwing her under the bus for what?
She's already dead and very wet.
Dusha, the concert's up.
I'm going to go in the TV now. Good luck, Jackson.
All right, you're in the TV. There's so many dead security guards. It's just you. The tellers are like, a wet girl came and murdered them.
And then the weird one went
into a television, and now he's here.
Hello, officers. How can I help you?
Were you trying to rob a bank?
No, I was just here with my friend, Joel Dusha.
Where is he?
Just point at the TV. So, what do you mean? He's in there now.
All right.
Like we were watching the Well channel. I don't know.
You're in the Well channel. Now what?
I then tell Samara that she just needs a mother.
Okay.
And then I cradle her in the well. And then I get sent back home. And then that turns out to be a trick and she tries to kill my son.
At no point has he robbed a bank.
I am in jail.
For murdering... several security guards
and
with the accomplice
like,
of a wet girl.
How'd you make their face so wrong?
I don't know.
It was the well.
It was the wet girl. She did it.
It's very funny to imagine me in like an orange jumpsuit sitting on like a jail bed. Like,
actually,
I don't think I did that crime.
Actually, I'm pretty sure and this is really testing my memory. I know the movie pretty well, but I'm pretty sure... Because obviously there is a death count in the film.
Yeah,
quite a lot. Yeah.
So I think they're just like, oh, I had a stroke. So it's funny if they just sticked with that and like, all the security guards. Blood clots. All of them.
That's so sad. Clots. And this one dumb fuck of a man was just there.
Maybe you don't get arrested.
That's all right. I just go home. You're like, where's Dusha? I'm like, on the Well channel. Everybody imagine me at the TV being like, I can't find it.
Where is it?
Maybe it's on Sky or whatever.
I guess it'd be like, oh yeah, I guess that just happens to security
guards.
Yeah,
I suppose. Okay.
Okay, so yeah. You haven't robbed a bank and you killed a lot of security guards.
You just did a murder.
So...
That's a crime.
That is a crime. You committed a crime in a bank.
That's kind of close.
Neat.
Okay, so personally for me.
How well did I do?
Okay, so you know with Zammit, we talked about the split?
Yeah.
0-0.
At least we came out even.
I guess. No losses.
Except well, you were there too, so 0-0-0.
0-0-0, -100 if I'm in jail.
Yeah, he's in jail, you're in a well.
Hell yeah, well.
Samara
boy.
Goes on to kill again. Oh no, the tape's in the security vault, so that's good.
You'll just come out of a TV one day. Yeah. Samara will come out and kill a guy and you'll crawl out after and be like, sorry.
I just got sick of being wet.
Okay, so I was thinking, I had a similar process to the two of you. I thought, this person's perfect, and then I thought, why, no, they're not at all. So
yeah.
Initially I was thinking getaway driver, because like I said earlier,
you
I can't drive. And I was like, who better to be my getaway driver than Lightning McQueen?
Yeah.
Because he's a car, but also kind of a guy. Plus, if we're if it's happening in this world, yep. The real world, nobody knows that he's a guy, so I can put the money in his mouth.
Yeah.
No one's going to check there.
Plus, I'm pretty sure that those cars can sneak.
Yes, they can. They can crawl on their tires.
Yeah.
But then I realized that also just left the actual robbing of the bank up to me.
Yeah. All right, let's go. All right, so Lightning McQueen is out there waiting for you to rob the bank. You, enter the bank.
Hello, this is a robbery.
I'll be the teller. I've pressed the button.
Don't do that.
I'll be the police. You're under arrest.
The car did it.
I go out and key the car.
Lightning McQueen screams in pain. Also, it's very funny because Lightning McQueen is not a car. He's just a being that looks like a car. I can't get inside Lightning McQueen.
I mean, so, you can try.
Yeah, but I think it's all solid. So when I do the robbery and I'm running out with the bags and I'm like, what the fuck? How do I get in you?
I was mad you pull open his like door and there's like a big ear canal.
Oh no!
Like kind of like a very big open sphincter. You can just kind of like crawl in a bit.
No, you know what's good about that?
Yeah.
You open the door, you scream. It's his ear. He panics because you just screamed at his ear. Drives off.
You holding onto his door.
Ah! It's also great to imagine me being like fuck. What the fuck?
All the police behind you. What the fuck?
What is inside this car?
One guy pulls himself together enough just hits you with the baton.
Just like smacks you and then starts fingering Lightning McQueen a bit.
Why?
I would. You're telling me that if you were not presented with Lightning McQueen's ear hole thing, you wouldn't put a finger in?
If you see a weird hole in the wall that looks like there's something on the other side that's fleshy, are you just instantly putting your finger in it?
I know it's not Lightning McQueen's genitals, it's his ear.
Yeah.
If it was his genitals and we had an understanding. Yes, but it's not his genitals.
That's not your go-to move, though.
But that's not the question.
Seems to be his for some reason.
I'm saying you didn't know it was Lightning McQueen. It's just a car. You open the door, there's this big fleshy sphincter.
I'm on the job. I'm a cop.
I'm not going to finger a random hole.
I might put my baton in it.
Joel's Zammit has been fired from the police academy.
Sexual misconduct.
For fingering a car's ear. Also, Lightning McQueen has no need for money, so yeah. I have that problem as well.
He just chews and swallows.
That's fuel. If I put the cash inside Lightning McQueen's mouth, yes.
Mm. Your money is car shit now, my friend.
It's called exhaust.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know how to rob a bank, and so Lightning McQueen, no good. I can't get in him. I could maybe climb on his bonnet, and he could just drive with me holding the money.
Or we could
go inside the bank, but he can't hold a gun. And also,
you're going to instantly raise alarms when you have a car drive into a bank.
Yeah. But what if he does also, that car walk into a bank?
Doors.
Different alarms.
Ah. Doors at a bank generally aren't car size.
Yes, but they are often glass.
Good point.
The famous cars, the predator. Thank you.
What?
Cars are strong against glass. Glass weak against car. There's the joke. Figure it out yourself.
Here are the building blocks.
There's like, the bits. Yeah.
Glass.
Car,
cars,
the natural,
natural
predator,
predator
of glass. Yes. Yeah. I did it. Hell yeah.
And king of the land.
I figured you're going for a high five. You just wanted to walk in the
crowd.
No, I
needed to celebrate. I felt like a wrestler a bit. It was good.
That's nice. But yeah, I could take Lightning McQueen inside. And because I don't have a gun, obviously I don't know how to work a gun, but I could be like, Lightning McQueen will eat you. And I figure he will. He's got a human mouth. Yeah. And so that's a good threat. And then they just bring me the money. And then I climb into the bonnet or Lightning McQueen. It's very mouth-focused, my plan with Lightning McQueen.
So again, you and Lightning McQueen, you give me the money, and then again, they press the security. And
the
then
cops come. I climb into Lightning McQueen's mouth. We just drive out and we sit.
Well,
a car.
Police?
Everyone's like, he got into that car, sir.
No, but if they're good, even if they're good police and they have guns.
Yes.
They will try and take out your tires.
Yes.
They won't shoot to kill
But Lightning McQueen's tires, are they full of air or is it skin?
Yeah.
I assume that was they'd my be next, fleshy.
That's my next
point. Yeah, that's
point.
A lot of car blood.
It's so nasty to imagine them trailing us by the car blood.
That's exactly what I meant. They're going to be like, all right, we're just going to take out his tires. We'll rest him peacefully. They shoot your car that is alive.
Yeah.
It screams in pain.
Is it kind of like
your car can die.
Like thick... like elephant hide or like rhinoceros flesh. That's what its tire is.
It is fucked up to imagine. Say the inside of Lightning McQueen is a car.
Yeah.
And we're driving in a car chase and he just gets shot and dies with me inside. Lightning McQueen just pulls to a halt. Fuck. Fuck.
Well, when humans get shot, their bodies fill up with blood. You might drown.
The cops open the door and I just splosh out. We don't know what this was.
The car
but he appears to be dead now.
Kidnapped me and made me do it. Yeah. All right, Lightning McQueen, not great.
Not good. So I thought,
yep.
It doesn't have to be fictional.
No.
This person is debatable.
Uh-huh.
God. Now, you might think I chose God based purely on the fact that he can do anything.
Yeah.
No. I chose God because he's big. In my head, God is really tall.
Could be big.
So I was imagining he could just open up the bank kind of like a purse, reach in and pull out the bank vault.
So you kind of basically want the hand from that Star Trek episode.
Oh, yeah, but no, I just wanted to look...
deep cut.
Yeah.
I wanted to just look like a giant guy. It's God. Yeah. Big beard, big, in just a loincloth. You know, God.
Yeah. I'm familiar with God.
Zeus?
Why do I imagine
which God? Which God?
God in a loincloth is so weird. We get to heaven, God's just got speedos, that's it.
Doing the Judeo-Christian God.
Yeah, the Judeo-Christian
like
God.
Zeus kind of God.
No, I don't need Zeus, because Zeus is one set of powers. That's lightning.
Yeah.
God, as in capital G God, all powers, plus huge. Zeus, there's a limit to the size. God, no limit. As big as I want.
So your plan is to get God to pickpocket a bank.
Yeah. Step one, die.
Done.
Okay. Arrive in heaven.
Problem one.
Jackson, we hate to be the people to break this to you.
Okay.
You're probably not going to meet God.
Okay, step one, die.
Done.
Step two, arrive at St. Peter's gates. He's like, you're going to hell, duh. I'm like, don't say duh, that's rude. I just died. But then I'm like, hey, can I have one of those deals where if I do 100 good deeds, I get to go to heaven? Maybe, yes. Do 100 good deeds. Capable? Do you think I'm capable of that?
Describe one good deed to me.
Yeah.
Stopping a baby from a bus hitting it?
Jackson?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a good deed.
How do you plan to do that?
Put a baby in front of a bus.
Did you say stopping a baby from getting hit by a bus?
Yes.
Rather than stopping a bus hitting a baby. It just feels the way you've worded it is wrong.
Like somehow I'm like, that poor bus.
Hey, Zamet.
Yeah?
How often on this trip have you almost been hit by a car?
Zero.
Yeah, so I once, maybe, but not really. It's just that a car went through a red light when I was crossing the road. I was like, whoa. So one for me. How many times do you reckon you've almost been hit by a car?
Fucking heaps.
I'm pretty sure I might have saved you a few times.
You have. You guys have good deeds under your belt.
No, it's a bad deed when we save you.
I'm just going to give orphans money, basically.
All right, look.
Do you know any orphans? Where can you find a local orphanage?
I'd just look it up on Google. Orphanage in my area. Go to that orphanage. Be like, here's some money.
One deed. 99 left.
Go to a lot of orphanages across the world.
Give them $100. That's 100. Come on, guys. Come here.
You know what's an easier thing to do?
Yeah.
Hey, Satan.
Yeah.
No, you love doing evil shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I could use? Some cashola.
Ooh.
Let's rob a fucking bank.
A bank, you say?
But which how big bank? Is Satan?
Oh, I can get pretty brig.
Okay.
Brig?
He's real brig.
Okay. Brig. I guess Satan.
Hi, it's me. I'm Satan. I'm real brig.
No, not bloody Satan. Bloody,
that's
yeah,
not a...
Yeah, this is bloody Satan. Bloody Satan. Satan. Hello. Welcome to hell.
Okay, so I come back after doing one good deed.
I did it.
No, you no. didn't. I gave $100 to 100 orphans.
That's
a dollar
deed.
Each. 100 deeds. He's like, you don't argue with me. Blip! He's got a button for it. I go to hell. I'm like, hell. Hey, Satan, you want to do something God was too much of a coward to do?
Yeah, bloody, I do want to do that. What's that coward doing now?
I said, let's rob a bank, and he said, I don't want to do it, and you know who would never do it? Satan.
Oh, bloody. You hear that, bloody God telling me what I can and cannot do?
He called you guys.
Yeah. Look, he'll be Satan, I'll be Beelzebub. It'll be good.
Okay.
Yeah, what do
he
you
called you guys dirty chickens.
He
said, those guys won't do it. They're a couple of dirty clucking chickens.
Bloody God, no.
What do you bloody say to me? All right, we're going to go rob this bloody bank.
All right, so I've got Satan and Beelzebub.
Beelzebub, just a quick question, mate.
What do you want?
How do you bloody rob a bank?
You get in there and you take the cash.
Okay.
I'll get my demons and we'll kill them all.
Are you good, fellas?
Why don't we possess? Why don't we possess the bank manager? You tempt him.
I don't have to even do this. They're just doing it themselves.
You tempt him with something.
Rolls.
I don't think we need this bloody Tommy fella.
Well, I don't know. He's not good enough for heaven, but I don't like him in now.
Where will I go?
Purgatory.
You did one
off,
good deed.
Yeah.
I thought
you gave $100 to 100 orphans. That's bloody not on, mate.
That's bloody. That's the opposite, Robin. Yeah.
When you said purgatory, I thought you were going to say Burger King.
Burger King.
Can you make my purgatory a Burger King where I have the number but it's never getting called? Where's my chicken sandwich? Number 65?
But I'm 64!
66 just went!
Excuse me, did you have 64? Yeah. No, just letting you know we've run out of chicken. Would you like to get some beef instead?
Yes.
All right, sweet. 20 minutes later. Oh, sorry. Did you order the beef? We got the chicken. We got the chicken back in stock. Beef.
I would prefer the chicken.
Look, you've gone to the back of the queue. That's all wrong.
Yeah, that's fine.
Here's your new number, 10,006.
Right. I don't even like Burger King that much.
No, yes, you're waiting for a while.
It's right. Cool that heaven will be getting my Burger King. Yes. So
you
what's
do that.
Hell then?
Not getting it. I arrive at the counter and they're like, sorry, we're closed.
Okay,
right. Just go outside to hellfire, basically. Damn it, where's my bus? Okay, so...
princes of hell kicking it sweet rather robbing a bank.
Arrive at the bank. I guess just do your thing.
What do you want us to do?
Just go in and get me the money. Get the vault for
How
me.
How would you like to do
Well, when I was getting God to do it, he was just going to pick it up and take it to a mountain and I'd meet him there and we'd crack it open like an egg and see what was inside.
All right.
Open a pit to hell underneath the bloody vault.
Pit to bloody hell.
That's where we live.
That's great because now I just imagine me waiting and it just...
So we've opened a pit to hell. The vault's fallen through.
It closes up. Hey, but I'm alive again.
Instantly hit by a boss.
Arrive back in Burger King.
Hi, sir. Welcome to Burger King. What would you like to order?
Just being like, okay. I'll get
chicken sandwich.
Chicken sandwich, thanks.
Extra long chicken thing.
Extra long chicken. And what's good? Like, just order something that's going to take the longest.
Here's your number. 66.
Okay, yeah, cool. This should be quick, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. We should be out in no time. Excuse me, sir. Just letting you know there's a bit of a delay on the chicken.
I'm
like
going
to
Wendy's.
Okay, so yeah, look, I guess I robbed the bank.
Did you?
Did you?
Only because Satan didn't let me.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that was my own moral failing. You
should have asked
the
Burger King person in purgatory. Yeah. They might have been able to help.
You know, you got God, Satan. Is Burger the Burger King himself the person that rules purgatory?
Like, I'll do it as long as it's for something that's...
Your lordship. Wouldst thou rob a bank with me, O King of Burgers?
I will, provided you don't use the money for something good or bad.
Done. Only burgers. I was going to throw it in a river.
Done.
Done.
Imagine robbing a bank just to throw it in a river. You died for this. Twice.
The cops with a gun on me, they're like, why are you throwing it in the river? I'm like, for the Burger King.
It's what the royal wanted.
Bang, bang, bang. Burger King's there. Okay, good, I guess.
Anyway, not good, not bad. Yeah.
Welcome back. What would you like to order?
One day I'll get to heaven.
Was that a good deed? No. That was a
send
bad
me
deed.
Back.
It's hard to tell what's good and bad. It's not.
Really? Shouldn't be.
Maybe,
really,
surely really I've done more neutral be. Deeds than good or bad. And then I get to go to purgatory.
Well.
Okay.
We've all made... Very,
great choices.
Very, yeah. Very solid choices.
Mm-hmm. I can't honestly tell which one was the best.
Ah, me neither. Jackson, can you?
No.
Oh my God, would you look at this? It's 70 people that I brought. I think they could probably vote.
I reckon. So, all right. What we're going to do here is a very quick vote, and you're going to do this in the count of three. So you can go 3, 2, 1, and then you're going to say,
yes, this is my vote. Oh, whoa, we fucked it up.
We did. Yes, this is my vote.
Yes, that is the person to bring to a bank.
Yes, that is a... So on the count of three, yes, that is a person to bring to a bank.
Hey, do you want to...
Yes, that is the person to bring to a bank.
Okay, we've tried it. Now you can try this.
So on the count of three, this is just a test run. This isn't a vote yet because you'll fuck this up because we just did and there's only three of us.
Yeah.
So 3, 2, 1, yes, this is...
I love it because it's real mumbled.
Yeah, it's good.
Everyone's got it perfectly.
Perfect. All right.
But we're just going sheer volume of mumbling. Yeah.
So again, we've got Samara, who, great choice. Okay. Santa Claus, who actually robbed the bank, and Burger King.
Yeah, the Burger King himself. No, the King of Burgers.
The King of Burgers, who just sent you to huck money in a river.
Yeah. Bank robbed. He didn't even help.
Yes.
You just can't die, so like
walked in there. All right, so Samara, best person to bring to a bank robbery. 3, 2, 1. Yes.
Oh,
not
I deserved less. Famously, I did not rob the bank, but it's good to know there's fans of murder out there.
Santa Claus. 3, 2, 1.
Oh,
I love the sentence structure, but...
No, we can't even be upset. It's on us.
Oh,
I'm aware. We change it every time we said it.
And the King of Burgers himself, the Burger King. 3, 2, 1.
Yes, this is the best of
the
bank.
Yay, Burger King,
Yay,
King of Burger,
Burger King
won.
Burger King won. Throw your money in a river.
Best place for it. That's where you keep safe. Good interest rate.
Twist, throw it in river, wet money, Samara there, wet girl, Robert, my money, yes.
All water eventually ends up in wells.
Yes.
Much like myself. And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've also been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And you've been...
And you've been Brighton. Or great. You're going to say you've been great either way.
Yeah, I was going to say great, but also I was going to say Brighton, and then my head was like Greaton, and I was like, that's not a place.
It's almost like Great Britain.
Great! Yeah.
Everybody, you've been Greaton!
How's really the Queen of Greaton?
I have bugs on my brain!
Anyway.
Mom
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.